Welcome, I'm Bastet. I'll be running your operation. The project's official name is the Adventurers' Research of Abnormal Civilian Experiences, or Project Arrowace for short, to investigate the unusual occurrences that have been happening everywhere recently. I've hired you all for your hands-on experiences.
I'm going to be honest, I think we should run.
I don't know, I'm not a wizard in real life.
Tentacles belong in the ocean!
I also lost all my food, so Delphi, in a few hours you might start looking really delicious.
Okay.
You can't just kind of hand wave and say, oh yes, it's clearly from another plane of reality, without that implying a lot about a very powerful wizard doing it, or a university of powerful wizards doing it, or a god doing it.
It lets us know that when these other anomalies have been happening, it's potentially due to the use of temporal or spatial magic.
Who are you? I saw you in some kind of dream, but I think there's more to it than that. We need to talk.
I can't tell you exactly why I did all the things I did, but I did them. Okay?
Can everyone please roll for initiative?
Oh,
I nearly cut so hard.
To Deck of Many Aces, an actual play podcast made by actual asexuals. We are a group of people who identify as somewhere on the aromantic and or asexual spectrum playing 5th edition D&D with a twist.
What's the twist?
Every character's past... The twist is every character's past, present, and future is based on a card drawn from the deck of many things. I don't forget about it, and nor should you. I'm Ellie. I will be your DM today, your demisexual mull. Like mulled wine.
Can't you just be mulled wine?
No, because that's two words.
Mulled wine.
Does it have to be one mulled word?
Demisexual mulled.
Mold.
Demisexual.
Now that I believe.
Demisexual. We put you in a little pot with some spices.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It means you're stinky little mold.
Yeah, like a cheese.
That has the exact same energy as the word whelmed.
Whelmed. Yeah. We are a very sleepy bunch of gals today, so this is going to be an interesting episode.
Woohoo!
Everybody... introduce yourselves, and I'm going to go blow my nose.
Hi, I'm Am. I'm one of the rowdy girls. I play Tozia Atherdale. We both use she, her pronouns. Tozia is a battlemaster fighter. She's the party tank, and she has a very bad Scottish accent, and I love her very much. Quick, before Ellie makes us do facts, someone go.
No, facts.
Why are we not doing facts? When did this
change? It takes too long. It changed literally like 6 episodes ago, guys.
I don't have any form of memory. You know this.
You say this, but I literally texted Ellie the other day and I said, completely mad because I cannot remember the last episode. The last episode completely wiped from my memory. Until I edited it, I had no idea what was happening. I literally thought we hadn't recorded it. Anyway.
Honestly, the reason I edit RWD is so that I can know what's going on.
Yeah. I'm Chloe, I use she, her pronouns, and someone trusts me to edit things. But in this podcast, I play Raina Riftwood, who is a tabaxi brogue. She's a bard, and also a little bit of a rogue. Yeah, Raina also uses she, her pronouns, and I am also a sleepy, sleepy gal.
It's me. It's me, Ariel.
It's me.
I'm
Mario.
Very ill.
Ariel.
I'm playing.
It's me, Ariel.
It's me, Ariel. And I'm ill.
Giovanni.
I'm playing Delphi, the Growfoot Warlock. I use she, they pronouns, and Delphi uses she, her pronouns. Yeah, my brain is well in a different place.
This is going to be fun.
You are also mulled.
You said words, you did
we
it.
We're all mulled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about.
Is it me next?
Yes.
Katie!
I think you should just say, like, no, it
asleep
isn't.
We all are. There's one thing we can rely on, which is that Katie will never.
Is it me?
Never remember.
In my defense, we've had a few issues with the call cutting out, and I'd lost track of what we were doing.
Sure. In my defense,
you sound genuinely put out.
Track this time. Rather
it's
than
because
normal.
They get bullied every episode.
Anyway, I'm Katie. I am playing Morgan, who's a wizard, and we both use she, her pronouns and can fly, and I also use the them pronouns.
Can fly.
And
both of you can fly.
Morgan the she, her wizard.
Yep. And she's a tiefling that frankly doesn't come up that much because we've made tieflings weird, but I genuinely have forgotten what I've said already, so...
You said everything you need to say.
Oh, yeah. Good.
You've said what you needed to say.
Get out of here!
Anyway.
Can we kill this person now?
Yeah, we are bringing a certain sleepy energy to the podcast. What happened last time?
I don't want to talk about it, actually.
Well, we don't know what happened last time because the call Discord won't let us say.
I don't want to talk about what happened last time because it is upsetting to both me and Tosya, and we're not interested in sharing.
We killed slash maybe didn't kill Lyra.
We hit Lyra very hard. Whether she has been killed or not is yet to be adjudicated. DM, what do we think?
Well, let's,
I hit Lyra Opulensis really hard with a Bigby's hand. What's the situation?
You reduce Lyra to 0 hit points, and let's just jump straight back in. So Morgan used Bigby's giant hand, or in this case, Green's giant hand, to create a giant phantasmal claw, which basically smooshed Lyra into the ground. And it certainly looks like, well, she's very unconscious. We had a bit of a discussion about it at the end of last episode, and I did a little bit of looking into it to make sure we were following the rules. And according to the Dungeon Master's Guide, non-lethal damage, more commonly referred to as knocking someone out or knocking someone unconscious, is done by a melee attack, which means that in this very unusual situation, Bigby's giant hand is a melee spell attack, so it would count. So it is up to Katie and Morgan's jurisdiction. So would you like to kill Lyra Opulensis, or would you like to impose non-lethal damage?
I was trying to knock her out non-lethally. Morgan was trying to do that.
Okay.
Katie on your hand.
Great, Katie, Ellie, when's it my turn in the initiative? Are we still in initiative? Because I have some stuff I want to do.
Oh my gosh.
We are out of initiative because the assailant has been rendered unconscious.
Unless you're going to try and do something which Morgan is going to try and stop you from doing, in which case we're in PvP initiative.
Oh, that's why I wanted to ask if we were still in initiative.
Oh no.
What is it that you would like to do?
I want
to
bash her head in with my hammer.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Oh my god. Fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm helping. I'm Morgan's side. I'm on Morgan's side with this one.
Okay, so multiple people are trying to stop her. I guess we're going to have to just roll contested for this in that case. If you want to roll now, I don't know if this should be an attack roll or if it should be a strength check, because this is, I suppose, technically in this situation, you're going to try and hit her and the others are going to try and hold you back.
I could make it easier and say I'm attempting to grapple her.
Yeah, I think this should be... This sounds grappling.
Maybe I'm trying to momentary stasis her. You don't know.
You could do that. You have. I'm going to say, if you're going to try and stop Tasia from doing something, using your strength is probably not the most effective way to get it done.
Yeah.
This is true.
Besides, I'm not standing right next to Lyra, because that would be stupid. I was doing that for a way away.
Tos, I imagine you're moving pretty quickly, right? Are you announcing to the rest of the group that this is what you want to do?
No, Tasia isn't mentally present right now.
Okay. Tasia has left the group chat.
Yeah, she's kind of just in a frenzy. Or a rage.
This is war, Toz!
Wait, Tasia, she's down!
Yeah, she can't hear you. It's not that she's ignoring you, she can't hear you. She's so angry that this person dared to keep her mother in some kind of captive situation that she's just not engaging.
Okay, Reyna, can you roll me the grapple check? Mm-hmm. And obviously Am can test that.
Please roll badly. I don't want Tasia to do this.
Okay. Katie, are you assisting Reyna or are you doing your own thing?
I was going to try and do the momentary stasis thing. So I'm fairly sure I'm still back across the room. So basically we get two separate attempts, I think.
Am I doing a strength check or a saving throw?
Oh god, it's grapple. Hang on.
Sorry.
Let me get up the flow chart.
Depends what bonus I add.
I would really like to use acrobatics, but I think I have to use athletics as the instigator.
I think you have to use athletics.
Grappling. When you want to grab a creature or wrestle with it, you can use the attack action to make a special melee attack. A grapple.
Oh, I like your little song.
It's just a ba-ba-ba.
You make it's a contested strength roll.
Athletics check.
Yeah, contested by the target strength, athletics, or dexterity acrobatics
I
check.
Found it again, though, after everyone's talked about it already. Oops, save.
That is a 15 for me.
Well, I rolled a 10, so...
So, Reyna tries to hold Tasia back, but fails. Morgan, are you momentary stasis her?
I'm going to attempt to momentary stasis her. See that Reyna's failed to doing this. I'm going to...
I think this is fair.
I'm
going
to force Tasia
yeah.
to make a con save. Con.
Also pretty good.
Con save, please.
I should have gone straight with the
What's your spell save DC?
My spell save DC is 16.
Okay, I have a +7 to this.
Oh no.
So I'm going to roll a 9. It's saving throw, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, I have a +7. So I'm going to roll
so
a 9
determined.
Or it's a 16. I'm really sorry. Oh no, actually this might happen.
It's all on, what was it, Pikelet was doing something?
Olwen.
It's all on Olwen.
Rolled a nat 20.
Oh, thank God.
On her boomerang throw. So Reyna, you try and fail to hold Tasia back. Morgan, you try and cast a spell. It doesn't work. She shrugs it off easily. And I think, honestly, like, as Tasia is, like, bearing down onto Lyra's skull, this boomerang thrown underhand just whacks you right in the wrist, like, on the really painful spot on your veins.
How much
and
damage does it do?
Skitters.
Because I do not have a lot of hit points left, Ellie. I have very low hit points right now.
It's okay. The boomerang is actually, it's a D4 weapon, so it's actually not that bad.
Okay, yeah,
it's
I'll be just, up.
It's a... even so, because she rolled max damage, which is 7 damage.
Okay, I'm now at 10 hit points.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think when you said low, I thought you meant under 10 hit points. But
no, I have 17 out of 86. That was quite low.
Yeah. So this boomerang flies underhand and knocks your maul out of the way, and it skitters across the floor. Olwen yells out, Tasia, we do not have time for this. We've got to go now.
I'm going to use the opportunity to, like, wriggle my way around to the in-between Toz and Lyra. I'd be like, Toz, I'm looking in, like, straight into her eyes. I'm like, Toz, we got to go. Well, that's not my accent. Blech.
Harriet!
I was like, Harriet's coming out. Anyway.
As long as he needs me.
That's the one. Toz, we've got to go. Nah.
She kept a queen in a cage.
She kept a lot of people in a cage.
I know. And we can sort it out later. But right now, we got to go.
Tosya shoots Morgan a very dirty look.
We're going to be in so much trouble if we do a murder. We'll be in basically no trouble if we don't do
murder. She looks like she's
going to
be sick.
But we don't even need to go anywhere.
I promise.
We don't need to run away. We were allowed to be... We were solving a crime.
That's not
true. Bastet'll sort it out. What are they going to do, arrest us?
We weren't allowed to be here.
I mean, we have no evidence that would hold up in a court of law, but I'm not going to tell Toz that.
Yeah, Pikelet signs, we're leaving. Either you come with us now or...
You two should leave, and we four should stay here and wave our badges about and say we had every right to do this, which we did. The guards saw us. The guards know our name, well, at least your name, and they know what we look like. I don't think that running away is going to... We're going to have to explain ourselves to Bastet at the end of the day anyway.
Morgan, I don't think that's going to help here.
Yeah, that's not the bit that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about...
We're in a city right now controlled by the person who's just on the floor. We should leave.
Yeah.
We need diplomatic immunity. Where's nearby that's friendly?
We can get a bro.
Friendly to you guys or friendly to Navrosh?
Friendly to us. I understand if you want to stay here and rebuild your city, but I basically have pretty good diplomatic immunity in a lot of places, so if you want to come, we can make sure you're okay.
I guess we're running away. Okay.
Let's get out of here and we can figure that out on the way.
We're leaving.
Before we go... Delphi's been thinking. Delphi's going to cast Eldritch Blast on thingy on the floor. Yeah.
Yeah!
Are you kidding?
Did you just kill her?
Why?
She's going to... I mean...
Not necessarily.
It auto-crits.
Oh my god.
Because she's prone.
Yay! Oh no! Yay, Ariel! Yay!
Oh my god. So you have murdered her then?
No!
I think so. I can't remember.
Well,
there's
she'll
a lot
just
of...
fail.
She's intending to kill her. Yeah.
Delphi!
Oh my god.
That's
Delphi.
My girl. That's my girl.
Oh my god.
Do you want me to roll? Would you like me to roll?
I think Delphi. Technically you still have to hit.
Yeah, you can roll to hit.
Reaction.
You have probably have
a as a reaction.
We've already had a bit of a conversation, so I'm reacting again.
Yeah, you already did your reaction. This is like...
No, I can't.
That's fair.
I'm going to use that spell slot.
I mean, if we're allowing that, then I can cast like what is it? Oh no, I only have first level. Oh, that's okay. No, I can't cast it.
I was going to kick Delphi into next week, but apparently I can't do that if I haven't got that spell slot left.
I was gonna cast.
Wait a second!
Captain,
I've got stuff
go
of charming. I've got stuff
oh,
of
no.
charming.
I'm gonna roll.
That's no, not how charming works.
Delphi's gonna roll.
I want to cast command.
Oh, you can do command with it. That's a good one.
Let me check the rules for command.
Yeah. Okay.
Delphi's not announcing this
I have
or doing
one
anything
action.
To suggest that she's just going to lift up her thing and cast it. So it's up to you whether you would have time to react to that.
Do you want to maybe roll to see who gets their action?
Dexterity.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. Just because I think seeing as we stopped Toz, it's only fair to give the same guy. But also, I kind of love the idea about you guys like
gonna one-shot
him. Toss you down in a really diplomatic way.
And
Delphi
just
being like... Pew pew.
Oh,
okay.
I've rolled.
So I'm rolling dexterity to see
I've
if
got
I,
11.
Okay, I've got 13.
Oh
hey.
God. Okay.
So Delphi's gonna cast.
I shout
Eldritch
stop
Blast,
way too late.
Two beams, so it's two attacks.
Two.
Oh. Yeah. So that's that's like a 27. For the first one, and then that's a 25 for the second.
Okay. They both hit. I think for flavor, I would like to rule it that you will do one attack and then.
Oh yeah,
you can
sure.
Try, and then you do the saving throw for the command to stop.
Whiz save.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh my god, maybe it's. This is insane.
Okay, that is a 20, not natural.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Would you like me to roll damage?
Yes, please. Well, it's auto crit, isn't it?
It is auto crit, so it would be 4d10 in total.
How does it work? Does she just fail death save? Or?
Yeah, she I think she fails two.
She would fail death saves, but that's only if you're doing death saves. If she takes damage and you're
it depends on how you're ruling
doing death
it.
Saves, she'll just.
I'm going to be doing two attacks. Like, the thing is that she's now in the realm of dying. If you're doing death saves, she'd be in the realm of dying. If it's crits, she's dead.
Tosha's now mentally figuring out how she can pay Delphi as a thank you because she doesn't understand the concept of money.
Any attack that hits the creature is a critical hit if the attack is within 5 feet. So it's just... They're just normal hits.
They're just normal hits.
The attack rolls do have advantage, so I should be rolling with advantage.
I don't think you need advantage, though, do you?
I could crit.
Yeah.
Fine, roll another 2d20, for God's sake.
No crits.
Aww.
No crits.
It's up to you how you want to do it, but...
Give me the damage.
Okay.
And...
See if that's...
Yeah. It's half total hit points, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's 11 damage in total.
Okay.
So not that much, but it is a cantrip.
Oof, okay. So, Delphi fires off an Eldritch Blast at Lyra's prone body, and then another one in quick succession. And, well... I don't think it matters whether or not I rule that it's death saves or not, because...
She's gonna die.
Yeah, and how...
Either way,
she's
really.
Gone.
She's gonna die either way, and how do you tell the difference between a person who's nearly dead and a person who's actually dead, really?
Not when you're running away.
Not when you're running away, and at this point, I think Olwyn is going to grab your hand, Delphi. Well, grab your wrist, and then... Well, actually, probably recoil, because, and take some acid damage, I think.
That's on them!
They don't know Delphi's got weird mold stuff going on.
Hey, Raina only found out, like, this afternoon
exactly,
game time.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
My God.
Olwyn grabs Delphi's wrist, recoils, and then grabs your coat and just starts pulling you backwards towards the door, wheeling herself with her other hand.
Running, cool. Swearing
and
all the way.
Pikelet's already out the door.
No, yeah, we'll start following. Running with them. They're dead.
The best laid plans don't survive contact with the Delphi, apparently.
Best laid plans, etc.
Yeah, Delphi will... Yeah. You don't get plans when you work with Delphi.
plans? What plans?
Plans? Hardly know it.
So you guys retrace your steps out through the power plant, sticking to the shadows, but you don't run into any guards. Pikelet pulls you through various back alleys and streets, seeming to have a photographic memory of, like, the inner workings of this city, until he brings you to a small, nondescript house in a rundown part of town. He lets you all in, and at this point, we're in, like, the small hours of the morning. It's maybe 3 or 4 a.m. Yeah, he brings you in to... Here's an Olwyn's house.
Are they roommates? Oh my god, they were roommates.
Like, ushers you all in. They're roommates! They were roommates.
They were roommates all along. Wink, wink.
Pikelet, at this point, looks at all of you, looks exhausted, and signs to you, Raina, and Olwyn. Tea?
Tosya, as soon as they stop running, Tosya vomits. Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh,
she's
no.
Having a really bad time, and she's not looking good.
I mean, at this point, Rain is probably just like sunk down in the nearest chair or stool and just is like exhausted.
Delphi will have some tea.
What?
Pikelet is going to busy himself making tea as the rest of you sit in, I presume, slightly fractured, stressed silence.
I'm going to start praying and attempt to cast divination. Your magic and an offering put you in contact with a god or a god's servants. You ask a single question concerning a specific goal, event, or activity to occur within 7 days. I'm going to try it again. GM offers a truthful reply. It hasn't, but Morgan
doesn't know why. Because that's not been working for you, has it?
Who are you praying to?
Collector.
You get no response.
Right. Okay.
While she's doing this, I feel like Raina's probably like got their head leaning back so they're like facing the ceiling, and she's just like, what in the nine L's just happened?
Well, certain individuals did a murder.
Yeah, I thought you said, you guys said you were like working for the government or something.
We are.
You can't just go around and do that then. That's not what you're supposed to do.
And I think at the very least Morgan and I are on the same page about that.
Oh, God. Ellie, what's the travel time to Antebra from Navrosh?
Not far, like a day.
They're quite close, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've got family in Antebra who will shelter us. If nothing else, my eldest sibling, Diane, is cool. And my other relatives are perfectly used to hiding from crimes. So there's that.
Look, Toz, I get it. But Delphi, please, for the love of all that is holy, tell me that you didn't do that on purpose. Please.
Delphi, you know this will all be fine. It will work itself out.
That you didn't do it on purpose?
I think she pretty clearly did.
It's the only explanation I can think of.
She pretty clearly did. I'm not quite understand why you're so furious, Delphi. I mean, I understand why Toz is still furious. He's at the moment. Well, it doesn't matter now.
You're telling me you looked at that machine and thought that that was okay.
I'm not arguing about whether Lyra Opulensis deserved to live. I'm arguing about the repercussions for us. Because Bastet's not going to be happy with us. Bastet has got us out of a lot of problems, but I don't think she can get it out of this one.
So what?
So Delphi, you're telling me you looked at that machine and decided that allows you to choose who lives and dies?
No, I looked at that woman and I knew that if we didn't stop it there, she would rebuild that machine. She would redo all the harm that we had tried to undo.
And how do you know she hasn't got underlings, workers, people she's working with that are going to do exactly the same thing? Now we haven't got a leg to stand on.
They weren't in front of us.
Yes, but
I know.
We could have gone to Bastet and had her shut everything down, or had some kind of political pressure to shut things down or something. And now we're a bunch of people who have definitely we've definitely stepped out of our remit. I don't know if anyone can look at was there much of a body left?
In the least gory terms possible, yes, there was still a body left.
We cannot argue self-defense because we ran away and didn't stay around to explain ourselves. So, and we're definitely going to get identified because the guards saw us and they'll have figured it out. And yeah, there must have been a lot of other people who were okay with this because they were part of the infrastructure. They had to make it.
We won't get identified.
We will.
What do you mean we won't get identified? There are two charmed guards who've seen all of our faces.
We're going to kill them too.
Who, by the way, know they've been charmed.
I can tell you, without a doubt, we won't be identified.
Okay.
Why?
Don't ask questions ask questions to the warlock that you do not want to know the answers to.
No, you know what? I do want to know the answers because it doesn't make any sense. We will be identified.
Delphi, do you understand
what some
a jail
magical
is?
Logical thing.
Do you know what a jail is, Delphi?
Yes, of course I know what a jail is.
I think it was a reasonable question.
Toji's going to slam her hammer down on the floor and stand up to her full height. And she's going to look at the others and say, I understand we're all stressed right now. Me more than most. And I understand that it's difficult when we're not all agreeing on the same thing. But I will say this. It is interesting to me that both of you seem upset with the way things went when one of you is concerned about more bigger questions about justice and morality, which I can understand, but the other seems to be merely an act of self-preservation, which I really don't think is the time for right now. Now, let's get to Enterbra, get ourselves safe.
Time to worry about self-preservation.
Morgan, I'm talking.
You have diplomatic immunity and stuff. The rest of us don't have that.
And I will use it to keep you safe.
Okay. That's a nice idea.
Now, if we're all ready to act as a team, I suggest we get some rest, head to Antebra the next day, and once we're safe, we can report back to Bastet and take any hide-in that she gives us.
Or we could not go back to Bastet, start a new life. Oh, no way. I can't start a new life under a new name. Damn it. Because I've got these really identifiable appendages.
I love that.
She's doing the little funky dance with her wings at that point. I did it with
Morgan, Polymorph and Reincarnate exists if you're really that desperate.
Well, I'm not going to jail for this. I'm telling you that much.
That's fine.
I've got work to do.
I understand that. Honestly, I don't understand these sissies. If this kind of thing happened back home, we just have a duel and then death is death.
Presumably the duel happens, like, with prior agreement, though.
Most of the time, but, you know, heat in the moment. Is everyone ready to
get
some stuff?
You're get anything done. You got to...
Effectively.
If you're going to murder somebody, do it discreetly and deniably, not like we just did. We could have waited and then poisoned
Morgan, Toz is right. There's nothing to be done right now unless you want to start running now.
I think, was going to want to... If this had ended normally, I was going to suggest that I wanted to go to Antebra and talk to Diane anyway, but because they are a cleric of Kalaxa, and I am kind of concerned about how my prayers to Kalaxa aren't getting through. I can... Supposedly, I have this spell that is a well-established, reliable spell, divination spell, lots of wizards have used... that you could use to get in contact with a god and get like an omen in response. And my prayers to Kalaxa haven't got through. I mean, I've only tried it a handful of times, like ever. I don't know if I'm just like messed it up. Maybe I've messed it up. I copied the spell down wrong or something, but it's not working and I'm a bit concerned. And Diane's a cleric of Kalaxa, so I'd like to talk to them.
Given Kalaxa's domain and what's currently happening, I think that may be a wise idea, not just for yourself, but for our investigation.
It's if we go into Antebra anyway, which I think is the best decision, because it's so close, and I know for a fact that none of my family members care about having done murders, so we're good.
Lovely.
Yeah, I gotta say, I don't love the idea of going to Antebra. I don't know. But, I mean, we're not elves in the strictest of senses, so I'd imagine we'd be all rightly received. And I suppose an enemy of an enemy is a friend and all of that, so...
If you don't go around acting like you're from Navrosh, then that goes a long way.
Well, what does that mean?
You know, being all elfy.
Like you can use the dead to power your city.
Hmm, well.
All right, touche. Yeah, okay, fair. I don't like that associated with me, so.
You don't have to come.
Well, I guess I'm already
with.
Not
I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything linking either of you to what's happened, right? We've all been subtle and sneaky. Were you seen by the guards? I don't think you were.
No, I don't think they were. Because they met us at the top of the cliff.
Yeah, but we came in with the guards with y'all, so.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. I promise you.
I think they may be fairly identifiable based on description, though.
They are not identifiable, I promise you.
I trust Delphi. We have to start trusting each other if we're going to work together even more effectively.
Well, what I'm saying is, we can. You don't need to go on running to Antebra or whatever if you don't want to. It's up to you. I think you've got a decent chance if you just keep your heads down and pretend nothing is wrong. But it's up to you.
Well, I guess we'll sleep on it.
Yeah.
Would people feel better if I stayed up for a few hours to make sure there's no one coming to the house?
I think if someone comes to the house,
we can
then
keep...
we've... Yeah, I suppose.
I can trance, so I'm happy to keep watch.
You sure?
I was going to say, let's share some
okay.
watches.
Yeah, we'll sort out watches and make that happen.
That sounds good to me. Okay.
We can do that. I don't think we need to spend 15 minutes of game time arbitrating it.
Yeah.
We divvy up the
Yeah,
watches.
We divvy up the watches. There we go.
Okay. Great. Are you all going to long rest?
Yay!
Before...
Yeah!
Oh my god.
Just before we go to sleep, I want to just corner Toz quickly. Not corner.
Okay,
corner
but you can't
word.
Hurt me because I've already changed my hit points back to full on my sheet.
No. I'm just like, I'm tired and I'm trying to think of a phrase that
Pull
means,
me aside.
Like,
pull me for a chat.
Come... Pull us out. Yes, that's the one. And I went with corner anyway, just before we go to bed. And I just sort of like look at her and I go, thank you, Toz. I know that must have been really hard for you. You holding up all right, all things considered?
I'm not going to pretend I'm not happy that Delphi killed her. And I'm not going to pretend I wasn't seriously considering hiring an assassin. But... Yeah, I'm okay. I understand that we disagree about what happened, but I respect you trying to take care of all of us. Rayda, you're the best of us.
What Where'd that come from?
Just didn't come from anywhere. It's simply true.
No. Toz, this is about you. Don't make it about me.
I'm too tired for girl talk. Can we just get some sleep?
Me too.
Thank you for checking in. I'll be okay. I think this is going to sound mean. The three of you have a tendency to bring out the worst side of me, but in a very good way, I think.
I think we can probably say the same about all of us.
I think that's fair.
I don't know where that leaves us, but it's something.
Perhaps more effective?
Perhaps. Not feeling optimistic about that right now.
Yeah, I mean, just between you and me, and I don't mean to slag off your city, but I'm sure you understand as much as I do. That I think if we left Lyra alive, or even if Bastet has knowledge of this technology, Atosorbus might use it as a very good excuse.
Yeah, they would. Oh, they would. But still.
Exactly. Look, that's your call.
We'll figure it out in the morning.
I'm concerned about what Morgan said about this Collector thing. I might see if I can have a check-in with Praetor. I mean, I've never been chatty, but he gives off vibes sometimes when he's listening, so who knows. I've got these. She kind of fondles the figurines in her pocket.
You know what, Toz, I completely agree with you and would love to discuss this with you, but I just do not have the brain capacity for something new right now.
I can respect that.
I'm going to go to bed.
Me too.
Hello, hello, you lovely lot. It's me, it's only Chloe. You know the drill by now. It's break time. Go get a drink, go get a snack, look after yourselves. But in the meantime, you might consider listening to little old me, because I'm here to tell you ways you can support our lovely little podcast. The best way you can support us is by joining our Patreon. For as little as £3 per month, you will get a shout out on the podcast and access to our patron-only Discord. Plus, there's a bunch of other tiers on there with much more exciting benefits, like access to our bonus content, our side quest episodes, for example. You can have access to DM notes and character sheets. You can get your own personalized message right here in the middle. Woo! And you can even have the opportunity to play TTRPG with us, with the cast. And we're basically celebrities at this point. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You can find that at patreon.com/deckofmanyaces. Be sure to check it out. You can even join for free and get updates that way. Of course, if you're not prepared to pay per month, you can always make a one-time donation to our supporter Acast link, which is right there in the episode description.
Today's promo is for The Lucky Die, an apocalyptic actual play D&D podcast set in a homebrew world. Demons and celestials have started stalking the lands, tensions between factions leave death in their wake, and blood-red clouds boil across the sky. Do you want to face the end alone? I guess we're about to find out. Roll the trailer!
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin! Dejin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you. And I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
So you all head to bed, have a long rest, and divvy up the night watching duties.
Do we level up?
Yes, you guys are leveling up. You're leveling up to level 11.
Do we level
11.
Up?
Finally!
It's been 84 years. Obviously, I haven't asked you to level up your character sheets before the session explicitly, so we don't need to necessarily put anything into effect until next episode, but yes, you are leveling up, and
I'm so excited.
Okay, good, because I have something I want to share with the party.
Yeah, go ahead, Am.
I'm not going to be level 10 because I will be taking two levels in Barbarian.
Oh my goodness.
Da, 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 da.
I'm going to have rage. Another I'm going to have reckless attack.
I think this is actually such perfect timing in the narrative for you to get two levels in Barbarian.
I was so ready. When I built Tozia, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to multiclass. If I do, it'll probably be Paladin because of this and this and this. And then we kind of reached this point and I was like, I got to take Barbarian, you guys.
Yeah.
I am very excited to give you some cool things because my ability to give buffs has just now become even buffier. I'm gonna. I've got some exciting things to give you in combat at some point. Well, you'll see when we get there.
Amazing. Any other big announcements from people re-leveling up?
No big announcements.
I haven't thought about it yet.
Yeah, not in the slightest. I am looking at it right now.
That is super valid. Well, yeah, you can look at it. What up?
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to get sixth level spells. Sixth level spells.
Damn.
And I'm going to get the thing that I've been excited about, which is the 10th level chronomancy feature, which is arcane abeyance. I think that's how you say that. I don't actually know what that means.
Sounds cool.
You cast you can basically freeze spells into little beads. Then you can
give them to people, certain stuff, right?
Yeah, you can give it to people. You can cast a spell, put it in a bead, give it to your mate, and then your mate can cast the spell.
Oh, sick!
Very that's helpful. So
right.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
So
yeah.
That means that
that's why Katie's been rabid about this leveling up.
Yeah, it's so I can give Tosia her own buffs and have her cast her own buffs.
That's amazing, and that's exactly how I feel about Reckless Attack. I've been like foaming at the mouth for Reckless Attack for months.
I think that should work for a barbarian who's raging. Although I should actually check that actually. It doesn't say no. Because I've already
cast spells
it.
While you're raging.
Yeah, you can
I'm
cast it before.
I don't think that's just being channeled through the person who releases the spell.
Yeah.
So I think it should work fine.
We can have a look at the rules in a little bit more detail later on, but right now I think I'm just gonna wrap up this episode.
I mean, do you want to hear a cool thing that I get?
Yes, go ahead, Ariel. Please.
So, my 10th level thing is that I no longer need to breathe. and I gave this.
I love it.
And cold damage. It's great.
Nice.
Everyone is just like, here is my cool mechanics that I can now
Delphi
do. And Ariel's like, I don't
anymore.
Need to breathe
Delphi
anymore.
Delphi immediately stops breathing.
Delphi just
she's
stops
never
breathing
gonna breathe again.
And everyone's like, oh my god, she's dead.
Delphi killed someone and then died immediately afterwards.
Chloe, is there anything you want to share, or are you still looking at stuff and ruminating?
Well, I have no idea. I've been the opposite of Anne, because I've been like, can we not level up, please? Because I've got absolutely no idea whether I would like to put levels into Rogue or Bard or one of both.
Multiclass again.
If I
do it.
Rogue, multiclass again. Yeah, like Rain is a druid now for no reason.
Yeah.
I do love creating extremely complicated multiclasses. It is a lot of fun.
I mean, I could definitely justify a warlock, but I'm not doing.
Do a couple levels in cleric. Yeah, stuff with cleric. Your spell list could be so long.
The point being, like, the if I do a level in Rogue, then that gets me 3 levels in Rogue, and then I've got to think about subclass. So I feel like I only want to do Rogue if there's a subclass that makes sense. But on the other hand, she has been being a bit more roguey recently than Bardy. So it also doesn't really make sense to
there's
put
There's lots of good
Bard,
roguish
so
archetypes. You could do
it.
One of the magic-y ones.
Yeah, I'm going to have a look.
Swashbuckler feels quite good
I
for her.
Do that.
There's also a really good one.
Like
it's called like, it's called like Phantom or something, where you're like
I love the Phantom Rogue.
Where you're a ghosty girl. So that might be fun.
I kind of don't.
You
want,
have a mystical connection.
I kind of don't want
to
her
death
rogue
itself.
I kind of don't want. I don't want to have a like magic based rogue subclass, because the whole point is that it's supposed to be separate from magic.
Swashbuckler has things like
so
rakish
think,
audacity,
yeah.
Which gives you a charisma bonus to your initiative.
That would be
okay.
Helpful.
Don't you want a subclass with names like panache?
panache.
Swashbuckler might be
it
the
is
one.
A charisma
I
based
have
one,
a
and you're charismary, right?
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
All interesting, cool stuff, exciting stuff. We can definitely talk about it a little bit more at some point. Well, seeing as you guys have told me that about the leveling up, I'm just going to add for a little bit of flavour. Alwyn is kind of like on watch, sort of notices at one point that Delphi has just stopped breathing. And is just like not breathing in her sleep. And she's like, not sure what to do about it, but you know... checks on you and you can still hear your heartbeat, so it's all fine. But Delphi, in your in your dreams, you are back in your workshop. You're kind of working on something, reading through your notes, and then you catch sight of your reflection in the glass pane of a window. You don't recognize yourself for a second because your whole face is taken up with this purple rot so completely that it's completely blurred all of your features. And then you blink and your reflection is back to normal again. You're all woken up with a loud rapping at the window.
Of course we are. Who was on watch? Someone
yeah, who was
supposed
on
to be
watch?
On watch.
Well, I don't know, because we had this long discussion about how it wasn't
Alwyn. Who was Alwyn?
Well, you know what, actually, Pikelet was on watch and so hasn't heard this rapping at the window because...
Very good.
That makes sense.
Yeah. If one of you waves and draws his attention to it, he very cautiously peeks through the curtain and then furrows his brow.
Is it a raven?
And signs to you, Raina, do you think I should open the window if it's a little robot bird?
I'll sign back. Absolutely, yes.
So he opens the window and a raven flies in. It's holding some letters in its hand.
Some letters?
Yes, plural.
Oh.
So, Bastet's voice pops out from the raven and says, "Hi, folks. Hope you are in Navrosh by the time this reaches you.
Oh,
good luck busting ghosts.
No.
Some letters for you."
Oh, no.
Goodness.
There are two letters. There's one for Morgan and then there's one for
Morgan. I'd like to read my letter, please.
Okay. Yeah, I'll open my letter. As I go to read it, I'm going to say, Raina, do you mind reporting back to Bastet via the raven?
Of course, yes.
Thank you.
I will start with the letter for Morgan. So, Morgan, you recognise his handwriting because you've had a little bit of correspondence with this person already.
Felicity!
It is a letter from Felicity.
Hey!
Yay!
Hi,
oh, I love her.
My little gravity buddy.
Yeah, so I will read it out for you. Your little gravity buddy. Hi, Morgan. Hope you're all doing delightfully. Just been doing some more research into time-space stuff since you guys have been gone. I thought I'd share my findings here. I've been exploring a wellspring of time-space energy since before Dr. Delaware was murdered. I keep going back to it to send things out and back in. I've been sending things out without specific coordinates to other planes, and they've been re-emerging as the same item, but somehow different or changed. After reading the gravitational frequency on them, it doesn't appear that they've been changing time or place. Apparently they've stayed exactly in this spot. But they're definitely different. Like they belong to a different place altogether. I'd love to know your thoughts on this. Also, I probably shouldn't be going back too often. I keep getting these really weird side effects. It's probably nothing to worry about. Dr. Delaware was really interested in the Eternal Shards, and I've not been able to find most of his research on them. But I did find a copy of some lecture notes he made ages ago. One student suggested to him that they looked like the pins you find in a lock, and clearly he thought this was worth writing down. I'm not sure why it's occurred to me to tell you this. Something just clicked, I guess. Anyway, one more thing before you go. Do any of you remember folk stories about a ghostly tabaxi? In my research, I keep coming across this recurring story of a tabaxi that appears and disappears, does lots of sad wailing, but no one can make out what he says. He goes too quick.
Oh no.
This is apparently a super common fairy tale all over the continent, but I don't remember it. Except I don't not remember it.
Oh dear.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh god.
I'm going to be at a conference in Bror in a couple of weeks' time. I'd love it if you could pop by and we could chat about what we've discovered. All the best, Felicity Keats.
Well,
the like drop that was in my heart and sense of dread when she said it's something like a lock. I don't know why I said this. I'm like, oh no, oh god.
I love it.
Hey, we've had the pins are shifting before. It's just Ellie going, remember this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember?
What's on the other side of the lock, though? That's not something I thought about before.
Oh, I've been thinking about it like. For like 2 years.
But there's nothing I could do because Raina has no information.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, I wonder why that would happen.
Okay, you stabbed us once, stab us again.
Chloe, have you decided what you're going to say to Bastet yet, or do you want to save that for next episode?
We can do it now. I wasn't gonna say anything overly specific. I think Raina would treat this as a very scientific endeavor.
Exactly why Tozia has asked you to do this.
And is just going to state the facts as
all
they
the
are.
Facts.
We don't have to.
So you're telling Bastet the truth then, yeah.
Oh yeah, Raina's a very honest person.
I don't think we can get away with it.
Nobody has
so,
said lie to Bastet, so no, there's. I agree. So yeah, I'm literally just going to state the facts. I'm probably end with something like some sort of expression of like apology, but knowing that there's not really enough sorry. So
yeah. Just to be clear, you're letting her. You're letting her know that we're like getting the hell out of Dodge.
Okay. Yeah. I'm telling her what our plans are.
I think the specifics are actually quite important here. Did you say we or Delphi? Did you tell her about the ghosts?
Yeah. I mean, as much as I can. Do I have a limit of, like, time limit?
25 word limit.
I think we've done. Well, it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be 25 words.
Oh my goodness.
We can give the raven a letter, but we can give the raven a letter.
I was going to say, if you want to write a letter instead. That makes as much sense.
That's too much for 25 words. I'll write a letter and give it to the raven. But yeah, and then just at the end,
I will want to write a response to Felicity. But we'll handle that.
Yeah, there's just separate. So sorry. We'll talk when we can. Let us know if there's anything you need from us. Basically,
great.
Shall I do my response to Felicity? I'm not going to go over it with Rain now, but I'm going to send off a response to Felicity, hoping that we can get this all done quickly before we start being on the run. Something along the lines of, hi Felicity, got your note, not much time. What kind of side effects? I'd like to know the sort of side effects you're talking about. They do sound like something to worry about. Maybe get a partner locally who can keep an eye on you and make sure you haven't gone weird. Have connected some dots, re-pinned in lock. Thank you for that. Do want to meet up with Braw, but maybe politically tense by that point. We'll try and make it and try and keep you up to date, but don't panic too much if not there. And please give me everything you get on the ghostly tabaxi.
Toss, do you want to read your letter?
Yeah.
So you open the envelope and it's got two separate pieces of paper. On sort of middle of the range card, like, you know, the kind of stationery that you might get at, like, I don't know, Marks and Spencer, that's not, like, super duper uber bougie, but is, like, very distinctly middle class. On one piece of paper it says, we have been informed by your family that you are currently travelling, so we thought it best to send your invite separately. And then on the second piece of paper, it says, dear Ms. Tozia Atherdale, brackets, of the clan Atherdale, you and up to three guests are warmly invited to attend our annual ball in our family home in Anterborough. We look forward to seeing you at what will surely be the event of the season. Kind regards, Propriety Aldridge.
I am suddenly quite cheered up.
Go to the ball.
Yeah, I'm going to say, if anyone wants to blow off some steam, I just got an invite to the party of the season. So, and I can take all of you with me.
Which party of the season would this be?
Your siblings.
Sorry, what?
Excuse me?
Sibling? Parent?
Who
I'm
is
gonna
it from?
Morgan. Propriety?
Oh, that's my mother. Oh dear.
I've seen portraits. She looks good for her age. I didn't know she was your mother.
Morgan just makes strangling motions in the air.
hang on, is this the same? Is this the same mother that you keep describing as, you know, like tyrannical and horrible?
She's. Yeah.
I think we should die.
Me too.
don't fight my mother. You don't need to fight
my
mother.
I'm not
going to
fight her. I'm going to eat all of her food.
Yeah, okay.
We're just going to laugh at her from a distance.
No, don't do that. Okay. I'm going to have to give you the briefing on my family. God damn.
I mean, we're going to Anterborough anyway. Might as well have a bit of a party.
I was going to. We are going to be in hiding. We are going to be throwing ourselves on my mother's mercy.
Sorry, I didn't realise they had jurisdiction in Antebra.
Yeah, I guess. But it's still, it's kind of gauche to murder somebody so obviously. It's going to be really embarrassing. My mum's going to tell me all about how I've forgotten all my lessons.
I'm sure she'll be proud of you for doing a murder.
No, she won't be. She'll be unproud of me for getting caught. And I'm not even wearing a nice waistcoat. I think this
we're not going to get caught.
We were caught before we went in.
We can stop at the shops on the way.
I think this might be the strangest conversation I've ever had.
Oh, Raider, it's going to be your first ball. That's so exciting. I mean, I'm assuming it's your first ball.
No, you assume right. I don't even know.
It's exciting. Everyone does politics and tries to poison each other. It's fine.
Oh, I thought it was one of the round objects that people like kick and stuff.
That's a ball.
Oh, it's also that.
I but not hate this one. Common so much.
It's a terrible language.
Deck of Many Aces is Am Chisholm, Chloe Elliott, Ariel Evans, Katie McLeod, and me, Ellie Webster. Many thanks to our patrons, Nate Scott Jones, Ouroboros, EK Green, Space Ben, Callum D, Ebad, KP, and Still a Piece of Garbage. If you want to join them or find out more about what different rewards we offer, head to patreon.com/deckofmanyaces. If you'd like to leave us a review, please do so on the podcast platform of your choice. If your podcast platform doesn't have a review system, then you can use our Podchaser page. We read every review and it means the world to us. If you want to chat to us on socials, it's at Deck of Many Aces on pretty much every social media you can think of. Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Blue Sky, Hive. We've got all of them. Give us a bell on any of those, or if you want to send us an email the old-fashioned way, it's deckofmanyaces@gmail.com. If you love the music from the show, you can check it out. It's on Chloe Elliott's Bandcamp. You can also search for any of the original soundtrack albums just by searching Deck of Many Aces in most music streaming platforms. If you want to find us elsewhere, there's lots of places on the internet you can do so. You can find both Am and Chloe on Rendezvous with Destiny, our sister podcast. Am also runs a podcast with Will called Date Night Drive-In, and Chloe can be found on Twitch at @Chloe_withtheflow. As for me, I've not got much out on the internet these days, but if you would like to support me or would like to hear more about what I'm doing in the creative sphere, have a little look at the episode description and click the sign up to my mailing list link. I'll never spam your inbox, it's usually an email every month or two, just to kind of let you know what I'm doing, what projects are in your area or online that I'm getting involved with, and how you can support me as an artist. If you'd like to support the podcast, obviously the Patreon we've mentioned earlier. If you just want to support us with a one-off donation, you can go to our Acast supporter link. That's supporter.acast.com/deckofmanyaces with dashes between the words. That's all from me. I love you. Have an ace week. Bye.